Now, when the master leaves over, like Frieza a little bit earlier, when he leaves over, Sheva Pruta is worse, Omiyaya, that he says, I want to marry you now, heavy Kedushin is called Kedushin. So Yiyad, the way Yiyad works is, it's sort of like the Om of Riyah has to work for you. It's like she still owes you this money. And you have a mashkin, you have a goof, you have a body. So when you say, I want to marry you, what you're telling her is now that the next $10 is supposed to work for you, for me, I'm being meichel to you. I'm letting you keep it. And like I'm letting you have back the mashkin also. So that's the chiddush here, that you can make kaddish with the milvah, even though there's a mashkin on it. Now Tosfos speaks out that I would have thought to say, maybe the das is upon the mashkin, not upon the money, kamashmala no. That when you tell her, I want to marry you with the hanor, that I'm being meichel the money, even though there's a mashkin involved, still we say the kedushin is good. That's Mamish's case by Yid over here. That the master has the mashkin, has the yom avriya, and also it's considered that she has to work for him. She like owes him the money. And now when he says, I want to marry you, and I'm being meichel you, I'm freeing you, that you don't have to pay me these next $10. You can keep these next $10 of work for the cast of kedushin. So you see, you could be mikadosh with hanois, mechilas milva, even though there's a mashkin involved. Okay, now miloshina. Turn around, not like this. Ketzad mitzvah yid. How is there a mitzvah yid? Again, when the master bought a nom of Riyah, and then he decides to marry her. How does he do it? Oy maloi, he has to say to his nom of Riyah, either the father, the master, or else the son, that the fneishnai, he has to say in front of two edim, harayat mekudeshesli. He uses a regular lashon of kedushin, harayat mekudeshesli, or else harayat merestesli. You're married to me. Afilu b'soiv sheish. Even if it's mamish the end of the 6 years, v'yafilu samach l'shkiyah sachama, even if it's right before shkiyah sachama, v'noyeg b'minig ishus, and therefore from now on it's his wife, he has to be noyeg like his wife, v'yeinenoyeg b'minig shifchus, and he can't work with her, she's not a shifchur anymore. Hey, it's the minute that you make yiyud, she now becomes your wife, and she's not your shifchur anymore. So this Tanakhama holds that you can even make yiyud the last second of the day. So if so, where's the money, L'shem Kedushin? You have to say he owes that the first money that you bought the Yom Avriyah with, that money is the Kesef Kedushin. Now Rabbi Yossi argues, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, no, it depends. Im yeshoyis b'yoyim k'dei lastis ima sheva pruta mekudeshes. If there's still enough time left of the day to make that she has to work worth a sheva pruta, and now the master says, I'll be meichel you that money. Keep it l'shem kedushin mekudeshes. Then it's considered that she's married. But for yimlav, if there's not enough time left of the day that she would have had to work anyway, there's no sheva pruta left of work for to do. Now, if you want to marry her, you're not giving her any money. Ain't no mekudeshes. You can't stop marrying her now. Stop say I want to marry you. You have to make a new ma'aseh kedushin. True, if you come and give her money now, you could marry her with a new cast of kedushin. But the loch of yiyud is that the master has a right to come to his Om Avri and say, I want to marry you. That's all. You don't have to give her new money. So that's the machlekes. Either that halacha applies even in a case where it's the last second of the day, because we say the first money that she received was the kest of kedushin, or else we all look at Yosi, you know that there has to be that there's some time left of the day that she's supposed to work for you. So now when you're freeing her from that work, it's considered like you're giving her that money. So that money that you'd be meichelah, that's the cast of kedushin. Now the Gemara says, Moshul, it's an example, liyayim liyishav, a man says to his wife, hiskachili miyachshav, I want to marry you from now, liyachash loishim yayim, that the kedushin should first be chal at the end of 30 days, but after 30 days it should be chal from right now. In other words, like I'm giving you the money right now, that this money should be chal liyachash loishim yayim. So, at the end of 30 days, we look back as if you're married from the first day. Therefore, let's say somebody else now comes and marries her in the middle of these 30 days. The halacha is, she's only married to the first one. Because since she said, the Kedushin is chal at the first time. So you're married to the first one first, the second one is no good. So Gemara says, now, according to which man the yom are we saying an example over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Moshul Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Moshul Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, for im yeish shoyz b'yoyim, k'dei lasis ima sheva pruta mekudeshes. Rabbi Yosef says, no, the first money you gave was not given over the shem kedushin. And therefore it depends if there's still day, time in the day, that she still has to work for you, worth a sheva pruta. Then she's mekudeshes. But for yom lav, if you're by the end of the day, now the end of the 6 years, that she doesn't have to work for you much more, less than a sheva pruta is worth, then lo, she's not married to you. So you see, it's not called me'achshav, that the money the master paid for at the beginning, that's the kesef of kedushin. So that's not a good example according to Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha b'rei de Rava, Moshe l'Rabbanan. This is an example according to the Rabbanan Shita. The Rabbanan Shita is that when the master first buys his Amar Riyah, the first money that he paid and gave the father, that money now becomes the kesef of kedushin. Even though at the beginning when he gave the money, he only gave it to buy you for an Amar Riyah, but later when you say you want to marry her, it's as if it's me'achshav at the beginning that money was given the Shem Kedushin. So that's the example here also, that me'achshav the Kedushin is chal. But the Gemara Pshita, of course that's the way it is. The Gemara says, no. Ma'adatem, I would have thought to say, ho layom alei me'achshav. But maybe over here he did not say the word me'achshav. Li'avon, when the master first bought, he didn't say to the father, that me'achshav. So maybe then you can learn out from here, even in the case where you don't say me'achshav, also it's good. Kamash mula, no. That avada, yid is different. Yid is as if he spoke out me'achshav. According to the Rabbanan Shita, that's the loch of the Torah. That whenever you buy an Amar Riyah, it's as if you spoke out that this first money I'm giving you, if I ever decide later to marry her, this first money is the money kedushin. So therefore you could only learn out from here to other cases where you actually say me'achshav. If you go over to a lady and say, listen, here's a dollar, and I want to get married to you with a dollar in 2 weeks, but in 2 weeks I want it to be chal me'achshav, that's good. Then the verse says, Tanya, the Kulon, another price like this. Ha'moicheres bitoy. If a father sells his daughter for holach v'kid sheliyachar, and then he goes and marries her off to somebody else, he's sichak piyodam. U'mukudeshes l'sheni. That the kedushin is chal to the second one, and he can laugh at the first one, the master. In other words, the yodin has no right to make yiyud. True, the yodin is to work with her, because the new kedushin can't be mafkir the shibud, but I call upon him, she's mekudeshes l'sheni. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's svara, like we said before, because the first money is not l'shem kedushin. So, since the father married off to somebody else first, that kedushin is chal. The Chum and the Chum say, in Rosli Yayid Mi Yayid, no, if the first master wants to make Yid, he could do it. Because it goes according to Chum Shita, that holds the first money you gave is the Kesef of Kedushin. So it comes out that you're married to her before the second one is. And Moshe, this is an example, Liyayim Elisha, somebody goes over to a lady and says to her, Areyat Mekudeshes Li, Liyacha Shloshim Yayim, I want to get married to you after 30 days. Now this is a mushal according to the first shot, according to Rabbi Yossi's shot. So that the man said, I first want to marry you after 30 days. He gave him money now, but he said clearly, the Kedushin should first be chal after 30 days. And somebody else came here and married her within these 30 days. That true, she's married to the second one. Because the first one's Kedushin is first supposed to be chal after 30 days. So somebody else married her right now, pshita, the second one's kedushin is chal, and not the first one. Samara now explains, Moshe Laman, who is this an example to? Eli Mule Rabbanan, if you want to say it's an example to the Rabbanan, it's not that way. Ha'amri Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say no. That Imrotza Liyayid Miyayid, if the master wants to go and marry her, he has the right to marry her. Because they hold the first money was given the Shem Kedushin. See, even though after the master bought her, the father married her off to a second man, but now when the master says he wants to marry her, it's like he said, me'achshav, that the money I gave you way before, that money is the kesef of kedushin. So according to the Rabbanin, she's married to the first one, because they say to the master, m'rotz l'yad miyayit. So it's not a good example. El omer avacha b'rei d'rova, moshel Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. This is an example how it would come out according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. That according to him, the first money you gave was not l'shem kedushin; it was only you bought an amar riyah. Therefore, if the master wants to marry her, he has to make a new ma'aser kedushin later. So, if the father married her off to somebody else first, she's married to him, and not to the. And then the master can't marry her anymore. She's married to the first. She's married to the second one. All right, turn over. So this the Gemara says pshita. Of course, that's the pshat according to Rabbi Yossi. since the first money is not the Shem Kedushin, she's not married to the master. So if the father marries her off to somebody else, she's married to him. Samara says, not the time I would have thought to say. He did not say though. So I would have thought that any time you give the money stam, it's always like you say the kedushin should be chal later. Kamash mula no, that it's only if you speak out clearly you want the kedushin to be chal liyachesh leishim yoyim. But over here by yiyud, but yeah. But I would have thought to say, maybe in the case where you do say lach inerz by yiyud, let's say according to Rabbi Yossi, where you give the money now, and you speak out clearly that I want to marry you after 30 days, maybe that's considered like you said, miyachshav, kamashmula no. That even by yiyud, even if the master first said, listen, I want to marry you within 30 days, but as long as he did not marry you, nothing doing, it's not called the kedushin. According to Rabbi Yossi, the first money is not given the shem kedushin. Therefore, kedushin is only when you go and make a ma'aseh kedushin with her. So before the master made the kedushin, the father married her off to somebody else. We say the second person is mekudesh; she's married to the second one and not to the first one. Tanya, if you want another price like this, ha'moicher es bitoy, if a father sells his daughter for an amavriya, or posuk and makes a kedushin with the master, al menash sheloy liyayid, that the master cannot marry her. Halacha is neskayim matanai. The tanai is good. You have to be mekayim the tanai. The master is not allowed to marry her. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. V'achom marim nechom say no. Imrotz liyayid miyayid. The tanai, this condition means nothing. Therefore, if the master wants to, he can still marry her. Mevnei shehisna mashkasa b'Torah, because he's going against what it says in the Torah. The Torah says when you buy an amavriya, the master has the right to marry her. So the father can't make a condition to go against the Torah. And therefore, the klal is for called hamasna mashikosa b'Torah. Whoever tries to make conditions that go against the Torah, tanai bottle. Halacha is that tanai, the condition is bottle. Or the Rav Meir tanai kayim mashenk. In accordance with Rav Meir, at least by davar shebamaman, the tanai is kayim. It's called like mechila, and therefore the condition takes effect. And therefore, here the master cannot marry her. Frederick Molik, is that true? V'yatanya will learn like this. Hoy Meliisha, somebody says to his wife, Harayat Mukadeshly, here I want to marry you. But Al Manas on the condition, Shain Lucholai Sheikh Susvieno, that you do not have any complaints to me, like I have no obligations to you, to feed you, to give you clothing, to live with you. Harayza Mukadeshis. So the locker is the Kedushin is Chal 100%. Oh Tanai bottle, and the condition means nothing. You still have to give her clothing and treat her. Divri Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. You see, Rabbi Meir holds that if you make a tanai against the Torah, the tanai is bottle. So how come over here by Yiyud does Rabbi Meir say the tanai is good, that the master is not allowed to marry her? Why? And here Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bedavar shebemam and tanai kaim." It depends. The fact that you said you're not going to feed her or give her clothing, that tanai is good. That tanai is good because by mamon you can make a tanai. But I call upon him the kasha of Stephen Rabbi Meir. Here you see, even by mamon Rabbi Meir says the tanai is bottle. And by Yos by Yiyud, there we said that Tanai is kindness, it's a good Tanai. So Machiski answers, Shani Yocha, here by Yiyud is different. By Yiyud is different. You know why here Rabbi Meir says that Tanai helps? The Yomakro, the Pasuk says, Lioma Pomim. Says two times the word Loma. That means, Shaina Merchel Lioma Bavad. It's possible to say that a master buys the Yom of Ria only for work and not to be able to marry her. Where is there a case that the master cannot marry her? Mashm in a case where the father made a condition that I'm only selling you my daughter on a condition that you cannot marry her. Since the Torah says a double lashon of li'oma, she can be sold for a maid, mashm that is possible, the sale is only for a maid and not for ishus. So therefore here Rabbi Meir holds a tanai helps. For Rabbanim, according to Rabbanim Shita then, Hai Liyama Mayavdile, what do they do with the word Loma? What do they say two times for? They hold, no, you could only sell her, and that the master has a right to marry her. You can't make this Tanai not to marry her. So where it says, Hai Mibarli, we need this for, look at time like we learned. Liyama, why does the Pasuk say, for an Oma, for a maid, Malamna comes to teach us, Shaymarch Olav Sulim, that the father has the right to sell her to Psulim. That means to men, that the Chai Vilavin. that even if she got married to them, there'll be a kedusha psulim. There'll be a chai v'lavin. The kedusha will be chal. So that's why the sale takes place, even though they're psulim, like chai v'lavin. For the nasu mamzer, you could sell your daughter to a mamzer. V'aloi dinu real tzavara who in mikatsha lepsulim lo yimachrenu lepsulim. If the father wanted to, he could marry her off to psulim. Lemaisa, he could. He's not allowed to. It's a lav. But if he does, the kedushin is chal. So of course he could sell her also. Leimichlub sulim. Samar says no. Ma lemekachilub sulim shekaim oda mekadesh es bita kishinara. I tell you, the father for kedushin has more rights over his daughter. The father can marry off his daughter even when she's a nara, even after she's a ketana. When she becomes a nara, the father can still marry her off. But yemachrenu lepsulim, but you want to say for that reason the father could also sell it to psulim, sheinod de meichres bita kashinara. You see, the father has less rights in his daughter selling her than he does in marrying her off. Because the father can marry off his daughter when she's still a nara, but he can't sell her anymore when she's a nara. So maybe even though the father could marry her off to psulim, but maybe the father has no right to sell her for an om of riyah to apostle. Talmud Loma, this would be the apostle Kliyama, no, comes teach us, Malamit Shemarchul of Sulim, that if the father sells his daughter to be an Om of Riyah, to be a slave, a maid, by a mamzer, the Mechir is Chal. Rav Lezer says, Im Lelamit Shemarchul of Sulim, Arayk Van Emar, just for this alone to say that you could sell her to a mamzer, that I know already. The apostle says, Im Ro B'Eni Adoneho, that means if the master that has his Om of Riyah, it's bad in his eyes to marry her. What does that mean? Sherob Nisiyeho. That means because the Nisuyin is Biyisa. Sherosrulo. So the Pasuk already says that you have a right to sell your daughter to Psulim. If so, Matam Aloim Liyoma, what does the Pasuk say Liyoma, that you could sell your daughter a second time for a maid? Malama comes to teach us.